Well, I'm just thinking as I came up, as I was raising over here. Did you think about the old state police barracks? There's a tower up there.
There is a tower.
There was, I definitely thought about it. We thought about it. They're leasing space on the tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think we would have the budget for that unless we could.
Well, yeah, those state police model, well, the Commonwealth model now is to say to somebody, hey, build a state police barracks, we'll rent it for 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bailey owns it.
I think the building's listed for sale.
The building's listed for sale.
I don't know how that would work. If you put a repeater at the base of the tower, it's basically in the building. So if they sell the building, what happens to the tenants?
I would imagine that's going with.
There's stuff in the law about tenants and.
Yeah.
You'd have to look at the lease and see what it says. In general, unless there's something else in the lease, a new landlord can't throw, they can refuse to release. Unless the lease says you're out when it changes hands, that doesn't happen.
Yeah. I think what we'd be getting into there is paying a climber.
Yeah.
And probably significantly more money to get something up. But it'd definitely be a great location to be.
Okay. I just, the thought crossed my mind and I kind of thought, eh, no one bothered Gary.
Well, there is another tower. If you go down the road a little further, sits on private ground. I just found out who owns it.
I think I know where you mean.
Is that the 800 tower you're talking about?
No, it's not. It's the one in the middle. You got the state police tower, you got a smaller tower, then you got the other 800 tower. It's one right in the middle. I guess it's owned by Harchak. It sits on her property. I don't know what it's used for. There's one antenna on it. It might not even be in use right now. I'm going to dig into that a little deeper too.
Which Harchak's that?
Susan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She never mentioned to me about that.
I guess it borders her property, or she owns that property?
From what? On the other side, 322?
No, yeah, on the other side of 322 from you.
Yeah.
There's that house that sits right there, then there's that little strip of woods that go up through there. That's where that little tower sits.
Huh.
Someone said that was her property.
Huh.
I don't know.
Tom Pekosh.
The only thing I know is she owns 40-some on our side, 322.
Okay, on your side?
Yeah.
Okay. They said that was, I couldn't figure out the connection there because I don't think she lives up there, does she?
No.
I didn't think so.
She lives on my side.
Yeah, she lives on your side of the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Pekosh suggested to Cody, they were talking this over, and he said, well, why don't you try to get on the 800 tower, which I guess is the county's 800 service. And Cody mentioned that to me, and I thought, boy, I don't know, that sounds.
But if she owns that, well, there'd be no problem with me talking to her.
Where's the 800 tower? I mean, I know the big tower on Rattles.
Yeah, it's close to the castle house, right?
There's one that sits behind the castle house on.
Back at Thompson's Curve there.
Thompson's Curve. There's that one. That's a county tower.
You know where I mean?
Yes.
It's right in that area.
Yeah, if you come around Thompson's Curve coming into Phillipsburg and you look over, that's a county tower. That's one of them. And I think the other one up there, county has some stuff on too. On the opposite side of the road down. Because like I said, there's multiple towers right in the row there.
The tower, are you talking about where Greenwald's
camper cells
used to be?
Yep, that little one. There's a little one in there.
I'm pretty sure that's an AT&T tower.
The one, this is not a cell tower. This is just, it's a smaller, it's a shorter tower. It hardly even breaks the trees.
Huh.
It might have been Jack Schultz.
So it's right behind Greenwald's. Then there's another tower close to Greenwald's. It's a bigger one. So.
It was a, I don't know what the service is, but it was put in for national defense or whatever, that one tower with the.
Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
Nuclear detection.
That's for nuclear war.
Nuclear war.
Yeah.
That'll pick up
nuclear
launch off the whole East Coast.
That's for communications in case there's.
I remember when they put it in.
Yeah. You ain't getting on that tower.
It was lighting up my son's bedroom.
Yes. Yes.
But it was, they had it on a day, or on day during, it was supposed to be on day, it was on night. It gets brighter at night, you know. They had it swapped around.
Where is this tower?
It's on the Thompson Farm curve on the right. If you come up out of Phillipsburg, you come up a long hill, there's a sharp curve that goes around. There's a place that looks like a castle on the left, and the TV cable company stuff is on the right.
What street?
You weren't talking about the one that's directly in back.
They're from Brookville.
Going toward State Park.
No.
Back there's a pond right there, and there's a tower there, too.
I didn't know anything about that nuclear warning thing.
It's right near Dream Old Camper Cells.
My assumption through this whole process of looking for a tower site or a repeater site is that any time we have to climb anybody's existing tower where we're going to have to hire a climber, I'm thinking we're looking at money and we probably don't have the budget to do it.
Well, because I don't think that county towers are out of the question except for a climber, because the county will insist that it's a certified, and it's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, the liability.
But
so the two sites we're considering now, the one you're looking into, and then the other one, which was the Calfer property, where we have an APRS repeater, but that's all that's there, and we don't really know if they're willing to consider letting us put anything more there. But in both of those sites, the thinking was we could just put up a 30-foot mast that we could erect ourselves and strap to the rafter of a building, and wouldn't need a higher climber. That would be safe, basically groundwork. And that would keep our costs minimal, and yet with just a 30-foot elevation, we get really good propagation where we want to be. So it's like it's sufficient if we can get it.
A lot less liability and a lot less aggravation.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what happens.
Okay. We already,
I have to tell you, I think I frustrate Bob because I move at about twice glacier speed. What, Carmine, did you get this?
Well, all I know is if I walked in the door and said, I'm Bob Snyder from Phillipsburg, and I'd like to, they would say, never heard of you. So.
Hey, that's why I'm here. It gives me purpose in life.